A wrap from the Top Crop 2020 edition of the Giant Pumpkin Growing Contest. First of all, Shannon, all the entries were very good.
You bet. We had from 0.14 pounds up to 146 pounds and everything in between. It was great.
A young fella found his in his raspberry patch. He forgot about it, came in from Yak and ended up in the top three. Can you just give us a little rundown of the top three giant pumpkin growers for this year then?
So we have Avery Dyer. She is from Wardner and she was in at 146 pounds. We have Tristan Endicott. He's a Yak fella. He's the young kid that found his pumpkin in his raspberries. And then we have Scott Morrison from Wardner as well with 108 pounds. And he also took fourth place too with 103 pounds. So Wardner has some good soil out there.
Very good. And the weight of the pumpkin contest went to a Hunter Ford. Seeds have already been ordered. If people are interested in next year, we're ready to go.
You bet. We've actually ordered the seed directly from the Dill Farm in Nova Scotia. Talk to Danny. He's going to send us the freshest and biggest seeds we can possibly get. They should arrive in March and we'll be giving those out for free again for next year.
How long will this display stay up, Shannon, if people want to come down and take pictures with their family? It's so lovely with the autumn colors.
Yeah, we invite everyone down to come down and take pictures for sure. It's probably only going to be till about 4 o'clock today. Everybody sort of wants their pumpkins back and we said for sure there's been a lot of love and dedication go into these. Lots of kids want theirs back for Halloween, so it'll be set up completely full till about 4 o'clock, and then we've told people they can come get their pumpkins.
Compliments to your staff, and we'll get set to do it again in 2021.
You bet. Thank you very much. This was kind of your doing. You kind of got us motivated to doing this. We've talked about it for years and you kind of gave us the push we needed, so it's all been good.
The Giant Pumpkin Contest is in the books, and thanks to all those that participated. 107.5 Today FM, the East Kootenays Playlist.